He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the July 16th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And we are off to a good start here so far this morning. In fact, we're seeing new all-time highs on the Dow. This is day 1,955 of the current bull market, which has carried the S&P up 196%. If you've been listening to my show, your 401k should be a 1201k right now as we close in on a triple in the market. We have the S&P up 7 points right now. The S&P is at 1,980. The Nasdaq's having a good day. In fact, doing the best of all, it's up 0.6%. It's up 26 points this morning to 4,442. We have gold up, having a good day also, up 0.5% here at 1303. Crude oil also having a good day, up 0.5%. Crude oil is at $100.52 this morning per barrel. The euro is at 1.35. The 10-year yield is at 2.55. We have Time Warner rejecting 20th Century Fox's bid, $80 billion. If somebody offered you $80 billion for your company, would you sell? Time Warner is saying no this morning. We have Yellen following up on her testimony from yesterday, wherein she said, hey, the biotechs and the social media stocks are too expensive here. Don't forget, she's the one that killed them back in March. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And today is day 1,955 of the current bull market, which began back in March of 2009. The market is up 196% since then. We are closing in on a triple in the market during this period of time. And in my opinion, and as I've stated in my newsletter every single week and every day here on the air, it is still not time to run for cover in your 401ks. Let them ride. You got to make hay while the sun is shining, don't you? Absolutely. And, have you listened to me since 2009? Your 401k should have more than tripled because you should have been putting money in it along the way. But at the same time, we know that at some point in time in the future, just like late in 2008, the market finally topped and then went on a 53% drop from there. There was somewhere along the way that you should have probably moved to the sidelines with your 401k or even bought bonds, which were up 32% in 2009. So that's why you want to stay tuned daily, either through the radio show, either through my tweets, I'm at Bill Gunderson, or my weekly newsletter, which can be had at pwstreet.com. The free newsletter includes my market calls every single week, right up to the very end of my bottom line for the week. But all of the statistics are there, and you can get my drift on which way I'm headed. And I remain a bull on the market, which is now, again, 64 months old, or 1,955 days. Real estate is also in a bull market, although it's moving back towards its historic norms. We just got the numbers here in San Diego. Our real estate, June over June, June this year versus June of last year, real estate is up 8% in San Diego. And while that sounds good, The previous year it was up 21% as it was coming out of that deep depression that it hit in 2008-2009. So from 21% to 8%, you can see that the growth in appreciation is slowing. And of course, the historic norms of real estate have been about 6 or 7%. So we're headed back towards those historic norms. I want to talk a little bit about Miss Yellen today and the Fed. You know, the market was going along just fine. I guess you could say maybe we even had a little bit of irrational exuberance in the market last year as the small cap index last year was up almost 40%. And the S&P 500 was up almost 30% last year. And Miss Yellen took over the reins in January, February of this year. And her first move was to talk the markets down. Either she felt that the markets were overblown or her predecessor passed on the word that the markets were overblown. But her first job as the Fed chairman was to talk the markets down through jawboning. Jawboning means just dropping a few hints. She used the word 6 months in February to warn that at some point in the future, when we reach our unemployment target or the Fed's unemployment target, which used to be 6.5%, I don't know where it is anymore because we've reached that 6.5% mark and they haven't done anything. But she said, well, probably 6 months after we reach our employment target, we'll start thinking about a Fed rate hike. Now, you got to think back. I'd have to look it up. I can't remember the last Fed rate hike. I can remember all the Fed rate drops and cuts that the Fed has done until they got down to zero. 0.25, I think, was as low as it went, and that's where it sits today. Maybe we're at 0.50. We're basically at zero when you consider in all the other factors. But she did mention at some point in time now, there's now a time horizon that we will be doing a rate hike at some point in the future. And boy, that really sent the most aggressive area of the market spinning downwards, spiraling downwards. We had about a 20% sell-off in some of the high flyers like the biotechs, even 25% in the social media stocks. And then they've kind of recovered and they've kind of gotten back on their feet and kind of got their sea legs back. And they were just starting to make a substantial move once again, starting to assume leadership on the market. And then she repeated again in her testimony earlier this week that she thinks that the biotech. Now, the previous time, she said nothing about the biotech. She had Henry Waxman do her bidding the next day when he wagged his finger at the biotech stocks. But this time, it was Miss Yellen herself. Now, this goes even further than Alan Greenspan, who said we have irrational exuberance in the stock market. He didn't name the dot-coms. Maybe he did. I don't remember if he singled out any area of the market, because back then the whole market was going up crazy. The S&P was averaging 30% per year in the late 90s. And he used that famous irrational exuberance expression, which pretty much put the death knell in the NASDAQ eventually, when it lost about, when 79% of the air came out of its tires. Did Miss Yellen yesterday, by singling out the social media stocks and the biotech, is that the death knell for this current bull? Is that the death knell for the social media stocks? Let's just take a look at SOCL today, which is the social media index. It looks horrible. I'd be very careful with the social media stocks. The biotechs, on the other hand, they don't look so good either. So we'll only time will tell, but we know what happened in February when Miss Yellen said something. She said something yesterday too that pretty much identified the culprits that she sees in the market right now. And I would be very careful right now with the high PE areas of the market. I've been saying all along that this has become a low PE market, that the high valuations are now under fire, and you have to be really, really careful. That's why half of the equation here at Gunderson Capital Management in the best stocks now formulas is valuation. And it definitely tilts right now towards value, away from growth. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. As we look around the world, which is always a very important thing to do. We looked around the world yesterday. We looked around the world over the weekend in the newsletter because it greatly impacts our markets here. And what we see right now is we see, once again, Hamas, Palestine's partner, rejecting the ceasefire that had been brokered between Israel and Hamas by Egypt. Hamas thumbed their nose at it, and the missiles continued to fly. And in fact, that situation continues to escalate. And I do see gold up 0.5% here, and I do see oil up 0.5% here. Russia has failed to de-escalate in their war with Ukraine, and additional sanctions could be coming. Again, I see oil up 0.5% today, and I see gold up 0.5% today. And lastly, Denton, Texas rejects a fracking ban. Well, I guess they know which side of the bread that their bread is buttered on, which side it's buttered on. Fracking has been good for Texas, and they vote no on a fracking ban in Denton, Texas. So those are some of the things that you need to be aware of that are going on in the world right now that are helping to shape this market that we are in. And of course, every week in my newsletter, I make a big deal out of updating the events in the world. I stay on top of the events in the world because they play a major role in where the areas of the market that are flourishing are and where the areas of the market that are not flourishing are. I want to look next at a company here that I do not own, but I would have no trouble owning it. In fact, let's just take a look at my record on this stock. Back in April of this year, that was on 4/7/14. I haven't sent out a lot of tweets on this stock, but the record of my tweets is in my app. Back on March 7th, okay, let's just see where the stock was trading on March 7th of this year. March 7th, we were at, $25 per share. And this stock's up $8.77. So the stock's up 32%. Since I sent out my first tweet, I said, low PE Intel is looking good here. No position. I disclose, number one, that as I go through my daily walk through the market and through all the neighborhoods of the market and snapping pictures and looking underneath rocks and everything I can observe during the day underneath the surface of the market, I noted that, hey, look at this stock waking up. Intel, it's breaking out, starting to look really good from a technical point of view. I didn't buy the stock, however, because I owned other semiconductor stocks. And then 2 months later, on June the 4th, I sent out a tweet, which I only sent out five or six a day. Chip stocks on fire. Both Intel and Taiwan Semi in major breakouts. I am long Taiwan Semi, and I still am. And Taiwan Semi, by the way, they reported earnings, and their earnings weren't as good as Intel's. And they're down today, but I think it's going to be okay. I'll examine that one over the next few days. I just like the new partnership. I like that Apple is warming up to Taiwan Semi and turning their back on Samsung right now. So we'll see where that goes. But needless to say, Intel, on June 4th of this year, I said chip stocks on fire, both Intel and Taiwan Semi in major breakouts. And then 6 days later, I sent out another tweet. So it's pretty rare for an individual stock to get a tweet for me to send out a tweet on an individual stock when you only do 6 days or so, and there's 3,900 to choose from. If you see tweets about these stocks, you know something's going on. On the 10th of June, I said, Intel continues to push higher. Chip stocks are strong. No position in Intel, but I own other chip stocks. And the semiconductors continue to be a very, very hot area of the market. And you know, this also points out the importance and the power of this tool, the Best Stocks Now app. You can look up any stock that you own, and if you don't see any comments about it from me, if I haven't featured it on my radio show, if I haven't sent out a tweet about it, if I haven't written an article about it, well, you know what? It's probably something that I don't really care for. On June the 24th, I sent out another tweet on Intel. Very nice breakout on Intel today. No position. And then yesterday, I sent out a tweet that Intel is trading very nicely before EPS, which they'll report after the close today. And of course, Intel reported earnings earlier this week that blew away the estimates. And they had already upgraded their earnings. They had already said that they were going to report very good earnings. And apparently the earnings came in even better than expected. So here's the bottom line on Intel at the current time. You know, Intel has basically been, and this is why I haven't owned it, Intel has basically been a tracker of the S&P 500. If you look out over the last 10 years, Intel's averaged 6% per year. What's the market averaged? 6% per year. Over the last 5 years, again, it's tracked the S&P 500. The S&P's averaged 16.2% per year. Intel's averaged 15.8%. Again, a reason why I have not owned it, because I'm looking for best stocks now. Stocks that have been superior to the market, and Intel has not. Over the last 3 years, once again, Intel has basically been a market tracking stock. A little bit better. 16.5% per year, while the market's delivered 14.4%. And during that time, you just didn't see very many tweets from me relating as it related to Intel. Very few tweets. In fact, my tweets go back to 2012 now. I featured it a few times along the way, but there was just nothing that caught my attention. Then all of a sudden you see this flurry of activity beginning in April of this year that, hey, look at this thing. Sit up and take notice. This thing's all of a sudden waking up from a long slumber. And it's been moving. And in fact, over the last 12 months now, finally, Intel has become a performer. It's doubled the returns of the S&P 500. Intel's up 37%, market's up 17%. Intel now has a momentum grade of A-. From a valuation point of view, it's trading at 15 times earnings. Well, you know, Intel, I still don't own it. I'm not going to talk you out of your Intel. It's one of the strongest stocks in the market right now. But I think it's an important tool to look at my comments that I make on these stocks in the Best Stocks Now app. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to talk a little bit about the sector rankings here, and then I want to go into an individual stock from one of the very best sectors in the market right now. But I just want to go back and review what we've talked about here so far. This is day number 1,955 of the current bull market. I don't want you to sell your 401ks here. We're still doing good. We're up 196% since March of 2009. The S&P's gone from 666 to 1980 during that period of time. And I haven't been one of those naysayers that said it's all propped up by the Fed. It's all phony. The dollar's going to hell. Gold's going to the moon. No, I've been one of those guys that said, hey, when the Fed gives you a gift, and when the Fed is juicing the pump, priming the pump, you want to ride it for all it's worth. And I've kept you in the market now for 64 months or 1,955 days. And there will come a time, I am not a buy and hold kind of person. And there will come a time when who knows what will lead the markets finally downwards and resume, go back into the bear that lurked back in 2008 and took 53% out of the market's hide. We don't want to ride that down at that point in time. So we watch every single day, ear to the ground, wide open eyes, observations. We're not married to anything, and we look for those signs. I don't like the fact that twice now, Ms. Yellen has kind of taken, I think the first one was a Freudian slip about the six-month remarks, which killed the highfalutin PE, high growth areas of the market back in March. Then she did it again here this week when she specified and when she called out two sectors. And I think we're going to have to really keep on our eye on how those sectors react. She even mentioned small biotechs, which in a way is saying small cap stocks. And in my newsletter over the weekend, I identified the small cap stock index as one of the key indicators to watch going forward. But having said all of that, we're in day 1,955 of the current bull market, and I wouldn't be running for cover at the current time. Hamas rejects the ceasefire proposal, and the missiles are really flying today. You got to be aware of that. Gold's up 0.5%. Oil's up 0.5%. Russia has failed to de-escalate as they promised they would. Now that Putin's back from the World Cup, seems like things are heating up again there. Also has impact on oil prices, has impact on gold prices. How much hotter will that thing get? And will it lead to something much, much bigger? We talked about the importance of the app and reading the comments down at the bottom. If you don't look, if you have a PC at home, you can download, you don't even have to download it. It's beststocksnowapp.com. In fact, note to self, make a commercial about the online app, okay? So you don't have to have a smartphone. If you've still got an old flip phone that just makes phone calls and that's all it does, I'm sure you know how to work a computer by now, and I'm sure you know how to get on the internet by now. BestStocksNowApp.com. You know, it comes, the basic version is free. There's a lot in the basic version. And if you want all of the 3,900 stocks, it's a very low subscription rate per month. But if you own a stock and you say, hey, I wonder what Gunderson thinks about Ford. Well, type in F and go down to the comments and see what I've had to say about it recently. Look at my grade on the stock. I buy A-minus stocks or better. Look at a one-year chart on the stock. Boy, between those three things, you ought to be able to make a decision. Yay, nay, or maybe. You know, you eventually got to fish or cut bait. But that's just a remarkable tool. It's been as high as number two in the world of financial apps. I see it was number six yesterday in the world of financial apps grossing, top grossing apps. I just went over Intel. Now, though, even though I don't own it, from my comments alone, which I began back in April saying, look at this thing. This thing's waking up. This thing's been a market performer for the last many years, and all of a sudden it's becoming a market outperformer. That was pretty good indication, and of course the stock's breaking out big time this week as they come in and blow away their earnings estimates. Next one I want to talk about, as we look at the sectors of the market currently, okay, let's go to the app, let's press on sectors, let's go to sector rankings, number one. Number two is healthcare sector, which is the Vanguard healthcare sector. Number four is the S&P healthcare sector. Number six is the U.S. healthcare sector. So of the top eight sectors out of 60, three of them are healthcare related. And I do have a healthcare stock. Now, the healthcare stocks just got absolutely pummeled when the Obamacare website was released, and it was a disaster. And it was disastrous for many of the healthcare stocks. And now they're coming back with a vengeance. One that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. I own it in the aggressive growth accounts because it is a small cap stock. Actually, it's a mid cap stock. It is $9.5 billion, a company headquartered in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. Well, I don't know that I featured this stock here. We can look at the notes and see. No, the only thing I've sent out two tweets on this stock. Back in May of this year, I said UHS is blasting off today. It's number 173. The healthcare sector is a strong sector once again. That was back in May. And then a month ago, I sent out another tweet that said UHS is blasting off again. I am long. And if you get the newsletter, you can see where I added UHS to my aggressive growth portfolio. It's a $9.1 billion mid-cap stock, currently with a trailing PE of 17.3. It's trading at 1.24 times sales, and it's trading at 2.7 times book value. Those are all very good metrics from a valuation point of view. From a performance point of view, here's a stock that over the last 10 years has delivered 15.7% per year to investors. See if it pays any kind of a dividend. 0.2%. So it's done way better than Intel, which I featured previously. This stock has almost tripled the returns of Intel over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, this stock has almost doubled the returns of the market, averaging 31% per year. What does Universal Health Services do? They operate 24 acute care hospitals and 193 behavioral health centers in 37 states, Washington, D.C., and even in Puerto Rico. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered 21% per year, while the market's delivered only 14% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's doubled the returns of the market. Hence, a very good performance grade. As you know, I like stocks that have been performing better than the overall market. This past week, you saw the baseball All-Star game. How did they select those players? Well, because they've been performing better than the average player in all of baseball. You saw Paul Goldschmidt at first base. You saw Starlin Castro at second. Robinson Cano. You saw Derek Jeter at shortstop, Troy Tulowitzki. You saw some great pitching. Kershaw, Yu Darvish pitches a perfect inning, and on and on and on. This was the cream of the crop we saw. These were the best of the best. I think the roster is, what, 30 players on each side? Well, that's about what a portfolio comes down to be, about 30. And in my opinion, you want to have an all-star portfolio. It's a lot of players you didn't see. You only saw one Padre, and he never got to throw one pitch, and they never even showed him twiddling his thumbs on the bench, which makes us kind of mad here in San Diego. But at the same time, we understand we have a crappy franchise with crappy management. You don't want to have lousy stocks with lousy management in your portfolio. On the other hand, Oakland had seven players in there. Billy Beane, good management, good organization. Universal Health Services, good management, good organization. Stock I own. Not a recommendation, but an example, UHS of a best stock now. Having a good day. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about quite a bit here during the course of this show, like we always do, talking about the world events, what's taking place in the world, how it's affecting our markets here, how it's affecting gold and oil and U.S. stocks and emerging market stocks. By the way, the chart of emerging market stocks continues to look quite good to me, and I continue to have exposure to the emerging markets after being absent from the emerging markets for the last several years. They've sorely underperformed the markets for the last several years, and that's why I've been out of them. But earlier this year, we got a buy signal on the emerging markets, and I have nibbled a bit and have some exposure to the emerging markets at the current time. Another area of the market that I have avoided, and rightly so because it hasn't done very well, is gold, GLD. Okay, now earlier this year in February, I got a buy signal on the emerging markets. And just recently, I've been starting to get some little buy signals here and there on individual stocks from the gold sector, not on the actual asset itself, not on the actual commodity gold, but on several gold stocks. And I've begun to nibble away just a little bit at the edges of some gold holdings. You see, over the last 3 years, gold has really underperformed the market. The stock market's been going up at 14-15% per year over the last 3 years, roaring ahead. Again, we're in day 1,955 of the bull market in the stock market. And gold has been going backwards for the last 3 years by 7% per year. All of the naysayers, all of the doomsday newsletter writers, all of the Fed haters, all of the people that have been calling for the dollar to get clobbered and gold to soar have been wrong. Now, I'm not saying that they'll be wrong forever, but they've been wrong. If they haven't ridden the stock market for all it's worth over the last 5 years, they've cost their investors a heck of a lot of money during that period of time. Now I'm starting to get some buy signals on gold, and I added finally a gold stock to my all-star portfolios over the weekend. In fact, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com and you can look and see what's in my model portfolios. And you'll see that in my aggressive growth model portfolio, I added a gold stock. In my conservative growth model portfolio, I added a gold stock. In my growth and income portfolio, I added a gold stock because this stock does pay a little bit of a dividend. The stock broke out about 2 weeks ago, and it continues to break out to new highs, and it's one of my top-ranked stocks right now. And I think that you can make a case for gold now that you couldn't make last year. In fact, I told you to avoid gold last year. And it was down 27% last year. That's right. In fact, no, it was down 28.3%. Did I give you good advice? Stay out of gold. That's what I said the entire year of 2013, while it was down 28%. And as we started this year, I said, stay out of gold. Until about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when I started noticing some activity in gold once again. And I think there's several factors. I think a change of leadership in India has a little bit to do with it. India is one of the biggest consumers and buyers of gold. I don't think that ISIL is hurting gold prices at all. As I see, they've taken back Tikrit. The Iraqi forces tried to push them back, but ISIL won that battle, and they continue to move towards Baghdad. I don't think gold is hurt by the unfortunate war that is going on again between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I don't think gold looks at Ukraine and Russia and doesn't worry just a little bit. I call gold the turmoil indicator. And in my newsletter over the weekend, I listed this turmoil spot and that turmoil spot and another turmoil spot, and I showed pictures from these turmoil spots, and I showed demonstrations going on the corner of my street in downtown San Diego. I am literally in the center of San Diego. Front and Broadway is the dead center of San Diego. On one corner is the courthouse. On the other corner is the federal building. And on my corner is a 20-story building where I reside on the 19th floor with Gunderson Capital Management. And many times when I'm headed home from work or during the day, this is the place where the protesters gather, on one of those four corners. And I've seen an increase in protest recently. On Friday, it was people for the Palestinian cause carrying Palestinian flags, and many of them wearing the burqas, the all black that you can just see the ladies' eyes through. And they were shouting, and they had their megaphones, and they were chanting. And earlier in the week, it was the people from Guatemala and Honduras and Ecuador. They were chanting. They want amnesty. They want open borders. They want to end the deportations. There's a lot of turmoil in the world right now. And there's going to continue to be a lot of turmoil in the world going forward. From my perspective, the turmoil is only going to get worse, not better. And for that reason, I think you have to keep your eye on gold. Now, I have a 3% position in my portfolios right now. And I think you can make a case for gold right now. Would I be 100% gold? No. I had people 3 years ago that sold their entire stock holdings and went 100% in on gold. That was a terrible mistake. Because they listened to the commercials, they listened to the coin sellers, they listened to the doomsday people. And they were misled. Well, you're hearing me say, I still believe in the stock market. We're day 1,955 of the bull market. But I'm starting to introduce a little bit of gold in the way of gold stocks into my portfolios. Now, you can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. And if you're interested in a proactive money manager that stays on top of the markets and the world events, I'm 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.